WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Today marks another step in the state of Illinois reopening businesses. There are restaurants welcoming back customers as early as this afternoon, with some downtown workers getting ready to commute once again next week. WBEZ is chronicling Illinois' road to recovery, bringing you stories about how people and places are coming back from COVID-19. But as WBEZ's Michael Puente explains, this won't feel normal.
It's been 9 weeks since Capri Restaurante in southwest suburban Burr Ridge shut its doors to customers near the start of the pandemic in the Chicago region. It's been tough on the owner, Gigi Ravito, and his staff.
You know, waking up every day, going to work and seeing your customers and your employees, it's family. You become family, and it's something that you live and you breathe every day. And when it gets taken away from you, it's sad.
Ravito's been in business for 17 years. Today, Capri is set to welcome its first customers this afternoon. But there are safety measures in place, including things like having people eat outside. This is to keep Ravito's customers and employees out of harm's way.
They're going to be wearing masks. They're going to be wearing gloves. We're going to be having sanitized everywhere. It's going to be 6 feet apart every table.
While there's been much debate on whether the state of Illinois is moving too fast or too slow to reopen, from Ravito's perspective, it's time.
I can understand what the governor is saying, but I think it's enough's enough now. I think these businesses have to open up.
But it's not just restaurants reopening. People who work in downtown Chicago are also gearing up. That includes Violet Mendiola Castillo.
I've been working from home since March 30th, but now they're saying that we're going to do a staggered reentry on Monday, June 1st.
Castillo is a legal assistant for a downtown law firm. She's been told there are protocols in place, like social distancing requirements, especially when using the elevator. Her law firm is on the 40th floor, so Castillo says she's expecting as much as an hour wait to get into her actual office. But even with these measures, she's still worried about bringing COVID-19 into her workplace from her home in Northwest Indiana.
I guess my major concern is just, it's not even so much contracting the virus, it's spreading it. Because my husband and my son who live with me, they're essential workers, so they're exposed. You know, my son works at Ford's. On his shift, on any given shift, it's 1,500 employees.
When the city shut down and office buildings closed, people like Ciladino, whose job is to clean those offices, took a financial hit. He asked that we not use his last name for fear he could get fired. Now he's being called back, but says without many protections in place. Ciladino says he's frightened, but he doesn't have a choice.
Yes, scared, but you have to work, you have to eat.
Ciladino collected unemployment benefits, but was told he had to stop because his employer applied for government assistance. So he needs the money. But as these businesses that were first deemed non-essential are reopening, the people considered essential workers from the start may actually be at greater risk in some situations. Tim Bell is head of the Chicago Workers Collaborative, which deals with thousands of temporary workers at factories all over the region, many of whom don't have health insurance. Now, Bell says he's worried about the influx of thousands of additional people.
As the economy reopens, the workers that have been in these factories, they're going to be interacting with everybody else who has been staying at home.
These essential workers have had time to adjust to a new normal, but the people just now returning may disrupt that. So all of us are going to wait and see what happens next. Michael Puente, WBEZ News.